And welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Adulting with Ebony. This week, it's a solo ep, so it's just me rambling about life to you. It's really interesting. When I did one of these before, I had tons of emails saying, please, please do some more of these. Please, please. And I really enjoy riffing off other people. I really enjoy having my guests coming in and talking to me and them giving me their ideas and me giving them theirs. And I just, the whole point for me of doing this podcast was about having conversations and really challenging and inspiring one another. And yet I also know that there's some benefit in you guys hearing just from me. And so even though sometimes it makes me a bit uncomfortable and I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I do promise to show up kind of every 10 episodes or so, just me in the mic riffing on what is up for me right now. And right now I wanted to talk about navigating change or navigating transitions, because there is a lot of transitioning and change happening in the world right now and in our lives. And if you pay attention to my social media or are in my Facebook group or are a client of mine or have, you know, made contact with me, in the last couple of months, you will have seen that there are some changes going on, one of which was shaving all my hair off and watching it grow out and sitting with the discomfort of that. And really, that was a physical manifestation of an internal shift and change that has happened within me. And one of the reasons that I shaved my head was because I have been dyeing my hair since I was 11, and I have been bleaching it since I was about 14, and I have naturally very thick, very wiry hair that I was bullied relentlessly about as a kid and as a teenager. And it was a source of huge shame, embarrassment and discomfort for me. And I discovered that when I bleached my hair, it was tameable. I looked more normal, and all sorts of other things. And recently in life, I really began to understand the politics around bleaching our hair, around it making us doing it subconsciously or on some kind of level in order to look younger, more virginal, more virile, more white, more socially acceptable, more kind of upwardly mobile, more money. You know, the more platinum you can have it, the more money you have. It takes a lot of maintenance. So if you're doing it quite regularly and no one knows that you're, you know, bleaching your hair, or you don't have terrible roots, then again, it shows that you have money. And so there's a lot of kind of politics and or political and kind of feminist and all sorts of reasons that I no longer felt comfortable with bleaching my hair as often as I was. And around, it's really, it was an identity piece. And I think that it also felt important to, it's always been important to me, for me to walk my talk and to really model the kind of leadership and the kind of adult that I want to be in the world. And so whilst it really wasn't from a beauty perspective of like, oh, I'm going to look great with short hair, or even a like, I'm going to get rid of it all so that it's easier to wash it, it came in a meditation as an act that I needed to do. And my promise to myself, in fact, I've got it written above my desk, is trust your gut on every aspect of your life. And it came through in a meditation as something I needed to do. And so I took action on it immediately, which is something that I ask my clients to do, right? Like when your intuition strikes, when your gut strikes, when your heart speaks, we must take action on it. And that is how we manifest magic. That is how greatness happens. And yet in those transitional moments, as we are changing and growing, there can be a lot of discomfort. And so my business is growing at the moment. It's going through a process of, we've been going through a process of auditing and writing new courses and working out exactly what we need to do, and refining and letting go of some of the services and offers that I've had for a long time, and changing the pricing on stuff, changing how available I am, who I'm available to, those kind of things. And if you're in business and are therefore a leader, these are going to be themes that run through your lives. And if you're not in business and you are a parent, then these are going to be themes that run through your life, because we need to model what it is that we want others to follow us with. And so, you know, really stepping up into a place of modeling and becoming the person that has the life that you want is part of the work. And figuring out how to do that, figuring out how to be the next version of you, it's quite an uncomfortable thing to do publicly, or at least it can feel publicly, you know, quite often. And I guess in an ideal world, and I can only really speak for myself, what I might have done is like taken some time out, maybe taken 3 months off and really gone to figure it out, not seeing any clients, let go of my community spaces, stop doing the podcast, stop writing, and just really allow myself to settle in and be where I was. And yet that wasn't a reality for me. It wasn't something that I was able to do. I needed financially to continue to create cash flow, to bring money into the business, to work with clients. But then also, you know, on another level, it was really important to me to carry on working with people. That's where I light up. It's where I get to do the really important work that I'm here to do in the world. And actually, you know, making these mistakes publicly, showing people how to fail forward, how to lean in, how to stay true, has been a real part of my growth this year. And so when this comes out, we will be moving into the end of an era with M2M360, actually, and moving into new programs, new packages, something, you know, different things, different offers coming through. And that's really, really, like I said, really, really exciting and also quite challenging at the same time. So if you're in a place where you're no longer feeling that your offers are in alignment with who you are, with the energy of where you are, of where you're vibrating, if your clients are no longer challenging you in a really good way, if you're no longer excited to work with them, then it might be worth kind of being really honest with yourself and asking, like, what are my values? What did I start this business for? Where do I need to course correct? How can I bring it back to a place of feeling really, really true and joyful, where I feel lit up and alive, where I am connected with all of who I am and my sense of belonging, where I'm aiming towards a place of belonging, connection and freedom at the same time, whilst, you know, really paying attention to the rest of my values and honoring my more masculine, my more logical, my more structured side, and my more feminine, more creative, more mystical side. So yeah, I feel like a lot of us are in that place right now where we are navigating these changes and transitions. And so there are some tips I want to give you on that, which is listen to yourself, trust yourself, take action where you can, have faith. You know, this period of time right now is really about finding what you have your faith in and learning to let go of doubt, learning to acknowledge doubt and keep on moving, regardless of how much you might be wavering or how much you feel like you can't do it. And another quote, again, I have written on my vision board as I say this to you above my desk, is don't ever doubt yourself. If it's what you love, you can do it. And that's the thing. There's always a way. If it doesn't work right now, then there's another way and another way. It's only a failure when you decide to stop or decide to quit. And so much of the time we're so focused on the outcome, so focused on getting there, that we forget to enjoy the process. And it's a cliche, you know, enjoy the journey and whatever. But the process of up-leveling, the process of letting go of that which is no longer serving you and allowing and creating space for new stuff to come through is really, really powerful, really, really powerful. And so whilst it can feel uncomfortable, it can also feel really empowering to know that you are creating something new, that you are the master of your destiny, of your of manifesting. And if you can be in a place where you are at cause rather than at effect, if you're doing this on purpose, there are going to be times when you, part of that process is releasing resistance to you having the thing that you want to have, or the life that you want to have, or the experience that you want to have. And that resistance sometimes looks like relationships, it looks like other people, it looks like things in your environment. So maybe it's time to do a wardrobe declutter, or like really spring clean, get rid of things you haven't worn for ages, get rid of the stuff in your house that doesn't light you up and make you feel like you, like the best version of you. Maybe it's time to go through your computer and like clear out everything in the downloads folder and like empty the trash. All of this stuff is resistance. All of this stuff is obstacles. They're things that are getting in the way of you having what it is that you want. And so much of the time, a declutter or a letting go of or an accepting is part of this process. You know, I call it step three. It's pillar three, which is all about acceptance and judgment. And often the resistance that we have to the thing that we want is our own judgment or our own stories. And so this is a really powerful part of moving through transition with grace and with ease, is to take some time to get to know your stories, get to know yourself, become more aware. And sometimes it can be really, really super helpful to get someone else in to help you with that. And the next episode that we have on the podcast next week actually is a little bit different from the others. It started the same as all the others, but when we recorded it, it got quite personal. And I think it's really important, like I said, to show up and to allow other people to give you feedback. Now, that doesn't mean that you take what other people say as read, like you don't just blindly listen to other people's opinions. You are the ultimate guidance or guider or guru in your own life. You know what is true for you. But having an understanding of your own emotions, having that kind of a dissonance, or a kind of just being really clear on who you are, what you stand for, how you feel, what a yes in your body feels like, what a no in your body feels like, is super, super important. So if you're navigating change and things feel rocky and a little bit all over the place, this is the time to really up the self-care, to up the self-love. And sometimes that means mothering yourself. Sometimes that means giving yourself a break, really nurturing yourself, making sure you're eating well, sleeping well, bathing well, taking an Epsom bath, washing your clothes, putting the dishes away, cleaning your environment so that it feels really tended and taken care of. And sometimes it can be really fathering yourself, right? Like setting a schedule, being really structured, being quite disciplined about what happens when, so that you are moving forward, so that you are making progress. Sometimes it can be like being your own cheerleader and going, get up, go again, you can do this, you've got it. And balancing both of those different energies within yourself is really, really important. And the best way I find to do that, to know what it is that you need in any given day, is to spend each day connecting in with yourself. And one of the ways that we do that is through a kind of empty presence meditation. And what I mean by that is taking some time to connect in with yourself and empty out any thoughts, any agendas, anything else, so that you can be really present, really here and now, connected in with your breath, and parking anything that is running through your brain as something you must think about, or something you must do, or something you must feel, or something you must act on. Just as all of those thoughts come in, telling them that you will come back to them later, parking them to the side for now, acknowledging your breath, watching your breath, and then taking a moment to scan your body. What does my body feel like today? What do my feet feel like? My legs feel like? How are my knees feeling? What's going on in my pelvis, my hips, my stomach, my ribs, my lungs, back lungs, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, neck, in your head and in your jaw, in your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, checking in. How are you feeling? How are you feeling today? And then when you're there, spending some time either asking the question, what do I desire today? Or what does my heart have for me today? Or what would be in my highest good to focus on today? Or maybe you're working with a particular question at this time. Maybe you have some change or transition that is going on, and with it there's a question, with it there is an idea or a concept that you're contemplating, or like I say, a question that is sitting there waiting for you to spend some time with. And if you do that every morning, if you do that just for 5 minutes or anywhere between, you know, 5 minutes and an hour, whatever feels good to you, but it can really just be 5 minutes, then you will set your own signature frequency for the day. You will be in your own unique vibration, which means that you will be able to answer your own questions with the wisest, most accurate set of tools available to you. Your intuition is there for you. Your emotions are a guidance system very often. They're not facts. Your feelings are not facts, but they are a guidance system that will show you what is going on, what feels good, what doesn't feel good, and will give you the opportunity to course correct. But if you come back to yourself, if you're in the present moment, it's very difficult to feel anything other than here. And here doesn't come with good or bad. It's just here. And when we've reset our brains into neutral, then we can start to take stock of those things that we appreciate. Just have a little running list for the sunshine on your face, or the house that you live in, or the home that you've created, or are having to experience at this point in life. You're like, wow, I have a home. I have this place and it's beautiful. Taking some time to acknowledge the relationships that you have, or the people that support you or remind you of what an awesome human you are. And from that place, your brain is now in positive. And from that place, the day can begin. And from that place, you are serving your own agenda whilst still being open-hearted and kind. It means that you are not reacting to the day, but can come at the day with a sense of purpose and can get real clarity on what needs to happen, what will make you feel like you've had a good day, that it's been a good day. And if you've got that clarity, if you can work with that clarity to get stuff done, then once it's done, you can stop. And it's done, then you can go and get out in nature and, you know, dance, meet your friends and write, play, go for coffee, whatever it is that lights you up and brings you joy. So many of us get pulled into comparison. So many of us get pulled into what everyone else is doing and what the zeitgeist is up to right now. And if you're listening to this, if you're in my community, then the likelihood is that you are a misfit. And if you're a misfit, then in my mind, that means that you are too innovative, too creative, too geeky, or just too full of heart and healing to clock in and clock out of a job or life. And right now that means that you are waking up, that right now that means that you have a purpose, that you have work to do. And we can do that work so much better when we are connected to ourselves, to our purpose, and we're not on the back foot, we're not being reactionary. So remind yourself to have your eyes on your own mat, to keep in your lane, to take the time to consciously bring yourself back every time you find your gaze on another and what they're doing and how that relates to you in your world. So yeah, this is this week's dose of adulting with Ebony. And as always, I'd love to connect with you guys. Come join my Facebook group. It's the Misfit Mastermind. Or come find me on Instagram. Send me a DM. I have space for one-to-one coaching over the summer in the UK, in Somerset, in London, and then also in Los Angeles, and potentially also Mexico and Hawaii. So if any of those places sound interesting, like you'd love to have a trip, or you'd like to work with me either in person or online, come and say hi. I'd love to hear from you. and have a lovely week.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.